Tonight's shiur is titled Stories from the Gemara and Yisurin Shel Ava. So tonight we're going to look at the beginning of several shiurim on different stories based on the Chazal and the Gemara. And you'll see from the beginning of the shiur that the nature of the stories are, they're not typical stories. They're not stories that you'd expect to hear in a typical drasha on Shabbos. So let's start with source number one. It's the primary source of what the shiur is based on, and then we're also going to use it as a means of uncovering a different area, a different philosophical area. So the shiur starts with Gemara Brachos, Daf Hey Amud Beis, and it's source number one. And these are a couple stories here. Reb Chiya Bar Abba Chalash. So Reb Chiya Bar Abba got weak. He got sick. Al Legabe Reb Yochanan. So Reb Yochanan visited him. Amar Le, so Reb Yochanan said to Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Chavivin Alachi Yisurin. So he said, are these afflictions, this pain that you're going through now that you're sick, are they beloved by you? Are they dear to you? It's a kind of a strange question to ask, not really so comforting. You wouldn't ask somebody that normally if you were visiting them and they were sick. But that was his question. His question to Reb Chiya Bar Abba was, now that you're sick, do you have or do appreciate, are they dear to you? Are these Yisurin dear to you? So Amar Le, we're in source number one on the first line. So Amar Le, so Reb Chiya Bar Abba responded to Reb Yochanan's question, Lo hein velo scharam. No, they're not, actually. I'm not enjoying this pain and this sickness. Not them, and not the schar, not the reward that I'm supposed to get from them, or that I should get from them. Okay, so Amar Le, Hav li yadach. Reb Yochanan said, give me your hand, Yehav le yadei ve'okme. So he was able to stand up, and the sickness went away after that point. So in the first story, Reb Yochanan visits Reb Chiya Bar Abba. He's very sick. Reb Yochanan asks them, do you enjoy this? Is this dear to you, this sickness, this affliction? And he says, no, I don't enjoy the pain and the suffering of my sickness. And I don't want the reward attached to it. And Reb Yochanan cures him. So that's the first story. Reb Yochanan Chalash. Now Reb Yochanan himself got sick. Olegabe Rabbi Chanina. So Reb Chanina visited Reb Yochanan. Amar Le, same question. Chavivin alach yisurin. Are these yisurin, this sickness, yisurin means pain or affliction, is this affliction beloved by you? Is it dear to you? Amar Le said back to him, lo hein velo scharan. Same answer. No, I'm not really enjoying this state of pain. So Amar Le, hav li yadach, Reb Yochanan, Reb Chanina said to Reb Yochanan, give me your hand. Yahav le yadei v'okmeh. He got up and he was no longer sick. Reb Yochanan was cured. And the Gemara says, Amai, lokim Reb Yochanan lenafshe. Why didn't Reb Yochanan just get up himself? Amri, they say, in chavish matir atma mebeis asurim. So a person can't free himself from jail. So Reb Yochanan was sick, he couldn't free himself from that sickness, he needed somebody else to help him get out of the sickness. So that's the second story, but it's a similar type of theme. And the third story is also the same, Reb Elazar Chalash. We're in source number one, about four lines down from the beginning, the first line. Reb Elazar Chalash, Reb Elazar got sick. Alagabe Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan again, now that he was cured, he visited Reb Elazar. Chaza dahava kagane beves eifel. So he was lying down in a dark house. Galye lidare v'naf on the hara. So Reb Yochanan, he exposed his arm and there was light. So Rashi says, look in source number two. Rashi says, Galya Reb Yochanan lidrae. So Reb Yochanan, he revealed, exposed his arm. V'naf on the hora shaya besaro mavhik. He had very beautiful skin. And it glistened, his skin glistened, Reb Elazar. Shiyafe hayam od, kedamrin bava metziya basokher sapoalim. It was very beautiful skin. So he exposed his skin. He must have used some type of cream or whatever. No, but it was natural for him. He had naturally beautiful skin. And in the dark room, when Reb Elazar exposed his skin, it made like a light. Chazya dahava kabachi, Rabbi Elazar. So Reb Yochanan saw that Reb Elazar was crying. Amar Le, he said to him, Amai kabachisa, why are you crying, Reb Elazar? Imishum Torah dolo ifshas. If you think that you didn't learn enough Torah, shaninu, it was taught, everyone's different and you have to do the best that you can. So even if you learn a little bit, as long as your intentions are correct and you're trying, so you're not going to, you know, there's nothing to be upset about. You shouldn't be crying. Maybe it's because of money. Maybe you didn't make enough money. You didn't have enough food. So he says to him, not everyone's wealthy. Not everyone has both shulchanos, Torah and wealth. Some people are get both, but other people just get Torah, and other people just get wealth. And then finally, it says, V'imishum bani, if it's because of your children, your sons who died, Rav Elazar had sons that died, din garma d'asira bir. So Rav Yochanan said that he held the bone of his 10th son. So the Gemara says that Rav Yochanan lost 10 sons. That's what the Gemara says. And he says to Rav Elazar, listen, I know that your children died, but I've had a lot more children die. So Amar Leh, he said back to him, Lahai Shufa Debali Ba'afra Kabachina. So his answer was, no, why am I crying? I'm not crying because of all those things. I'm not crying because of learning. I'm not crying because of my kids. I'm not crying because of my money. He says, I'm crying because of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was beautiful. And he said, I'm crying that your Rav Yochanan will one day rot in the ground. So it's a strange answer. So the Gemara continues. Amar Leh al davadai kabachisa uvachu shravayo. So Rav Yochanan says, you're right, that's something that you should cry about, me being buried. The Gemara says that Rav Yochanan was particularly beautiful, and there's many mefarshim that explain that it's tied to the Churban, that he was the last beautiful person in Eretz Yisrael from the Churban. There's a connection, but we're not going to go into that. Adahachi vahachi amar Leh. But nevertheless, Rav Yochanan asks Rav Elazar the same question. Chavivin alachi yisurin, are these afflictions, this pain that you're going through, are they beloved to you? Amar Leh, lohein v'lo scharin. Same answer. No, they're not. Amar Leh, havli yadach, yahavli yadei v'okme. So he said, Rav Yochanan said, give me your hand. And he was able to cure Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar got up and he was no longer sick. Okay. So there are three stories here in the Gemara and Brachos, Daf Hayam and Beis. And they're counterintuitive stories, and we'll see what the idea of the stories are, the main idea. There's a lot of details here, but the main idea is that in these three stories, in all these cases, the same question is asked. Are these afflictions, these people get sick, they get terribly ill, and the question is, do you love the pain that you're going through? Is it dear to you? And the answer they keep saying, no, I don't like the pain, and also I don't want the schar associated with the pain. So the question is, what exactly is the idea of this pain? You know, what's the concept of them experiencing pain in the Gemara? And what's their answer? Their answer is very counter, I would say, anti-religious, because in many stories that we hear, a person's supposed to accept Yisurin. You know, there are many Gemaras which show various Chazals that accept Yisurin. They accept the afflictions that occur to them. But in these three stories, it's the opposite. They say, no, I don't enjoy this, and I don't want the reward that's associated with it. So the question is, why not? Well, you know, what is it that the Gemara is trying to teach us about these Chachamim? And why do they not want the Chavivin Alecha Yisurin? Why do they not want or appreciate the afflictions that they were going through? So those are all the questions. What are these afflictions? Why didn't they appreciate them? Why didn't they want them? Which is kind of natural. If somebody asked you that question, you'd probably say no. And the last question is, and those are the two main questions. And what are we supposed to learn from this Gemara? What is the Gemara teaching us by telling us these stories about these Chachamim? So those are the questions. Okay? Any other questions? All right, perfect. So if you look in source number 3, we just need a little bit of help, and then we're going to explore like a different area in philosophy, in Jewish philosophy, and then we'll come back. So if you look in source number 3, it's the Marsha on Brachos Daf Hayam and Beis, and it's on these stories. It says, Chavivin Alecha Yisurin. So he says, Ashkechan bekama duchtin shatzadikim hayu mekablim aleihem hayisurin ba'ava ke'ach uvda d'Rav Elazar ben Shimon u'perka po'olim. So there are many examples in Gemara and Shas where Chazal accept the afflictions, the pain that they're given from Hashem. So there are many examples of that. And one example that he quotes is Rav Elazar ben Shimon. V'hainu heicha deleka bitul Torah. But this is the Marsha's answer. He says, only when there's no bitul Torah, when there's no removal of Torah, dahayu yisurin shel ava, which are yisurin shel ava, k'damar le'el, aval kol hanau uvdi dahacha. In all these cases, mashma dehavu chalishi kol kach, they were so weak, shahaya b'yisurim shalem, bitul Torah, they weren't able to learn, kede amar, as it says, that yutzrichem l'hakim osan, they even needed somebody to stand up, v'lachein ulechach ka'amri delo hein v'lo schar, and that's why they say that they weren't appreciating the afflictions or the schar for the afflictions. So the Marsha says, he adds in a fact that the Gemara doesn't present to us, and his fact is that the reason why this is so terrible and they couldn't appreciate it is because they couldn't learn. There was a bittul Torah. They weren't able to learn. So we have to understand, again, like, why is this so bad? What's the point of the story? Okay, fine. So they couldn't learn. So the Gemara is telling us because they couldn't learn, they couldn't accept the Yisurin. What's the idea here? What's the concept that the Gemara is trying to teach us about these Chazals? Is it just trying to tell us that they were weaker than the others? Or is it trying to tell us that they were imperfect? So what's the purpose of this Gemara? What's the purpose of the Gemara telling us these stories? So these are all the questions that we have in tonight's shiur that we're going to try to delve into. Okay? Does anybody else have any questions at this point on the Gemara? Or on the Gemaras that we did, or the Maharsha? Okay, so we're going to come back to the idea of the Bittul Torah, but let's go to the next Gemara. And the Gemara is a very interesting Gemara, and we'll come back to the original questions, and we'll answer the purpose of the Gemara teaching us all these strange stories about Chazal. So the Gemara before this, on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, I went out of order, talks about this interesting phenomenon called Yisurin Shel Ava. So I'm not sure if people know about this, so let's do the Gemara inside, and we'll try to define it philosophically. So it says, so the Gemara is on Hamad Aleph. It says, Amar Rava v'itema Rav Chizda. So it says Rava said, some say Rav Chizda said this, Imroe Adam shi Yisurin ba'analav. Let's say a person sees that these Yisurin, these bad things are happening to him. He's sick, some bad stuff's happening. Yifash v'esh b'masav. So what should he do? You should try to explore your own issues and try to figure out if you have a flaw. Shneamar nachpasa derachinu v'nachkora v'nashuva ad ad Hashem. So if something bad happens to you, the first idea is that a person should try to think about the various flaws that you may have that might have caused this to happen, perhaps, and you should do tshuva. That's the first piece of advice. Makes sense. But then the Gemara says, pishpesh v'lo matza. Let's say a person did that. They looked through all of their chataim, and there was no idea, there's no sin that they could pin this on. So then what? What do you do? So the Gemara says, Yitle bevitl Torah. So then the Gemara's answer is, no, it must be that you're not learning enough. That's the second answer. Shnemar ashrei hagever asher tiyasrinu ka'u mitorah schat salamdeinu. So fortunate is the person who is rebuked by Hashem and learns the Torah. So the first idea is that if something bad happens to you, perhaps it's hashgacha, you should look in your actions and try to do tshuva. The second is, if you can't find any particular, which we'll explain, how could you not find a particular? Everyone has flaws. It's bittul Torah. So then lastly, v'im tala v'lo matza b'yadua shi yisurin shel avahem. But let's say you don't find any flaw, and you know that you're learning a lot. You know, you go to the Beis Medrash every day, so you know that it can't be that. So what is it? It's yisurin shel ava. So they are afflictions of love. Shenamar, ki es hasher yehav Hashem yochiach. A person that Hashem loves, he will rebuke, meaning he'll give Yisurin to, which is a strange idea also. I mean, what is this concept that if Hashem loves you, you're going to get pain, you're going to be punished or in pain? It seems like it should be the opposite. You should be rewarded. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna, kol shakadosh baruch hu chafetz bo midako b'yisurin. Anybody that Hashem desires, he will crush with Yisurin. Shneamar v'Hashem chafetz dako hecheli. Hashem desires to crush with sickness. Yachla afilu lo kibla ma'ava. Let's say you don't accept them wholeheartedly, like the people like Chazal in the beginning stories. Tamil nomar im tasim asham nafsho. Ma asham adas af Yisurin adas. So by korban, by asham, you need to have das. You have to willingly bring the korban to fulfill the mitzvah. So too over here, if you're afflicted with these Yisurim, you have to accept them. And v'im kibla mascharo. Let's say you did accept them. What's your schar? Yira zera yarech yamim. So you'll see offspring and you'll have long life. Lo odel shtamuda miskayim b'yado. And also your learning will stay with you for a long period of time. Shnemar chafet Hashem b'yado. V'chafet Hashem b'yado yitzlach. So you'll be successful. So again, so the Gemara, so now we're veering off a little bit and we're going to go back to the story. So the stories, in the stories, they didn't accept their Yisurin, and the Marsha says it's because of Bittul Torah. But now the Gemara before the stories goes into this area of Yisurin, and it points out this idea of Yisurin Shel Ava. So the Gemara has three steps. The first is that you're supposed to look at yourself and be introspective and find a flaw if you're afflicted. And if you can't find that, then it's Bittul Torah. And then the last option, if it's not Bittul Torah that caused bad things to happen to you, it must be Yisurin Shel Ava. And there's an idea of Yisurin Shel Ava that You have to accept them wholeheartedly, and if you do, you will be rewarded. So what is this idea of, the first question that we have to define and answer and explain is, what is Yisurin Shel Ava? What kind of idea is it that Hashem, if he loves you, he's going to crush you with sickness? It doesn't seem like, if that's the case, you wouldn't want to, you know, who would want that? Who really wants to be crushed with illness and sickness? So what is the idea of Yisurin Shel Ava? What is the concept? So look at Rashi. This is a big machlokes Rishonim, and it's very important in terms of understanding this area. So Rashi in source number 5 says like this. He says, Pishpesh v'lo matza, lo matza aveiro biyado, shebishvila ru'uyin yisurin halal lovo. So Rashi's critical. He says that if a person's supposed to look for a flaw that correlates with the yisurin. Usually Hashem, if it is hashgach, that's mida k'negen mida, and there should be an idea in the way that you're afflicted that should send you to a certain direction of which flaw to look for. And if you can't find that, so then you tie it to Bittul Torah. And then if you go down to Rashi, two more lines, Yisurin Shel Ava. So what is Yisurin Shel Ava? HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyasro b'olam hazeh b'loshem avon kedei laharbo scharo b'olam haba yoser mechdei zchi yosef. So Yisurin Shel Ava, afflictions of love, is a case, a situation where a person's on a very high level and they don't really have a flaw it's not for a flaw. It's really the purpose of the Yisurin is to give the tzaddik more schar, and this so that he gets more schar in the next world. Kedei laharbo scharo b'olam haba yoser mechdei zchi yosef, more than his chuyos, more than his merits. So Rashi holds that the idea of Yisurin Shel Ava, there's a concept in the Gemara that when a person is on a very high level and they don't have particular flaws, nevertheless, Hashem could afflict them with pain and suffering in order that they should improve their lot in the next world, that they should get a better schar. So we have to understand that. What does that mean? How does that work? How does it even work that if Hashem, out of love, he's going to give you these sufferings and somehow you're going to be elevated, it's going to help you? So in what way is it going to help you? Why is this a benefit to a person? So before we answer that, we'll answer it, and you'll see there's a really nice idea here in this Gemara. So before we answer what the Yisurin Shel Ava is and what the sequence is in the Gemara of Yifashvesh B'masav, and then if it's not that, then what do? You look at Bittul Torah, and if not that, it's Yisurin Shel Ava. We'll answer that and what the schar is. Trust me, all these questions will be answered. There's one other point. The Ramban argues with the Rashi, and then we'll try to answer the Gemara. So the Ramban says, no. He says, you're crazy, Rashi. He says, you can't say that Hashem is ever going to provide or give man pain just to help him or just to reward him. What kind of crazy system of schar v'onesh is that, where you could be a perfected person, a good person, who's done nothing wrong, and yet Hashem's going to put you in pain in order to benefit you? I mean, what kind of... He says that's crazy. It's not mishpat. That's not justice on the part of Hashem. So the Ramban and many other Rishonim argue with Rashi here, and they say that Yisurin Shel Ava is a different idea. So look at the... in source number 6, it's the Torah Sa'adam Shar Gemul. It's the Ramban. So I didn't bring down the whole Ramban. It's a big Ramban. I just brought down the paragraph where he explains what Yisurin Shel Ava are. So he says, V'lama nikru Yisurin Shel Ava. So why are they called Yisurin Shel Ava? If it's not, meaning he disagrees with Rashi and he holds that it's not mishpat, it's not justice for Hashem to afflict somebody who doesn't deserve to be afflicted. So what is it? And why are they called Yisurin Shel Ava? Why are they any different than any other Yisurin, any other situation where a person's punishing a person for something they've done that's wrong? He says, V'alo Yisurin Shepirashnu Yisurin Shel Onshin Hein Al Mir Aver Sha'asa. All the Yisurin are punishments for averos that you've done, kigon, on punishments that are very minor. That's what these yisurin are. He's going to go on. He's going to explain. Kigon shein boin al shigigas maisav al helam davar. If a person doesn't know that he's doing something wrong, but he does something wrong, he still has a flaw. Ketzad harisha achal chelev b'shogeg. If a person ate fat, non-kosher fat, by accident. Nikra chote, he's still called a chote, a sinner. Shekain, karasu atorah b'chol makom. The Torah calls a person who does something b'shogeg a sinner. Umau cheto, what is that chate? Shelo nizar b'atzmo. He wasn't careful. V'lo haya yare v'charid al divrei makom barachu. He wasn't scared and in fear of Hashem's words. Shelo yocha v'lo yase davar. He should have been more careful. Achi yivdok yavev yiskal lo hadavar shu mutter. He should have made sure that it was mutter to eat this. He says, and really, it's appropriate for him to do that. This is the sin of shogeg. the ode, and furthermore, kol davar ha'aser, anything that's aser, melach lecha nefesh, it contaminates the soul, umetame osa, and it makes it tome, impure. Dichsiv, and it may sembam. He says, lefichach nikra shogeg chote. That's why a person who's shogeg, who does an avera by accident, is still a chote. Afal pichin, ein ha-shogeg roi lehane shal shigaso begehenem, uver shachas. But even so, really, in the Torah, a person shouldn't be punished in Gehenim for something that he did with Shogeg. It's natural for a man to make these types of mistakes, and you can't be punished, really, philosophically, for making a mistake like that. Elishu tzarech miruk ma'oso avon. But he still has to perfect himself, uliskadesh ulitar mimenu k'deshe roi lamala ha'ogenes lamasav atovim bolam haba, in order to prepare himself for the next world. Lefichach, therefore, chasa kadosh baruch hu al amo v'al chasidav. Therefore, Hashem had mercy on his people and kindness. V'nosan lema korbanos l'skaper b'hen hashgagos. He gave the Jewish people korbanos to get kapara for shogeg, for accidental sins. Ukshein beis hamikdash kayam, mishaleach lem yisurin l'marek mehen osan shgagos. But when the beis hamikdash is in here, Hashem afflicts man in order to remove those shgagos. L'skaper b'yisurin k'dei l'yosan nekiyim l'olam haba. In order that they get kapara through the Yisurin so that they're clean for Olam Haba. Kishem shakorbanos ava v'chem la Yisrael l'korban tachas kat me'ashchina. Just like the korbanos are demonstrate a love and kindness that Hashem has for the Jews, shenemar olas tamil dor sechem pesach o omoy lefnei Hashem asher ivay lachem shama v'noayati shama v'nei Yisrael v'niktash b'chvoti v'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael v'yisi lahem le'lokim v'yadu ki ani Hashem elokem asher tisi osam eretz v'chem l'shachni b'sochem. So too, these Yisurin are love, are a demonstration of love and kindness from Hashem on man. But they, like every other Yisurin, are meant to, in order to undo the chet in man. Okay, so the Ramban and the Rashi argue here. So Rashi says that, what are Yisurin shel Ava? What are these afflictions of love? So you have a great person, a person on a very high level, who's afflicted with a terrible sickness or illness. So what is it according to Rashi? Rashi is going to say, he didn't do anything wrong. The person was a good person. He was perfected. But Hashem's giving him more opportunity to prepare himself for Olam Haba by perfecting himself. And according to the Ramban says, no, I don't agree with you, Rashi. It's not mishpat. It's not justice for Hashem to afflict somebody who doesn't have a flaw. Rather, what are Yisurin Shel Ava? They're Yisurin for a certain type of sin, for a sin b'shogeg, where really a person doesn't deserve to be punished completely, but if they want to get the benefits of Olam Haba, they have to clear themselves of these averos, and the Yisurin, the fact that Hashem gives us this opportunity is Ava and Chemla. It's a love of Hashem and a kindness that He bestows upon us. So there's two shitas on what Yisurin Shel Ava is. But maybe we can explain the Gemara before on based on the two shitas and what the machlokas here is. What's the difference between Rashi and the Ramban? It's hard to define it in the framework of justice, meaning is it just or is it not just? How do you explain whether, according to Rashi, it's just for Hashem to do this, and according to the Ramban, why is it not just? So it's hard to define it in that realm and try to explain the machlokas there. But I think that they're saying two different ideas. So Rashi is the first point. We have to explain Rashi. What is the Gemara trying to teach us on the sequence of what you're supposed to do when Yisurin occur to you? And also, what's the purpose of the Yisurin Shel Ava? How does it prepare man, according to Rashi, how does it prepare man for Olam Haba? So I think what Rashi's saying, or Rashi's idea of Yisurin Shel Ava, how does it prepare man? So I think Rashi's saying that when man, what's the idea of pain? What's the benefit of pain, philosophically? So philosophically, the benefit of pain, and psychologically, the benefit of pain is that a person can't be or can't give in to the pleasures that a person normally gives into, and it takes a person away. It breaks a person from the pleasure and from the instinctual lust that man has. So when you're in pain, it's hard to focus on those things, and it draws man's energy away from those areas. So I think what Rashi's saying is as follows, that really there are three steps. If a person gets afflicted with pain, the first step is that it's a mida k'neged mida, and Hashem's trying to show a person through the affliction that he should work on his flaws. And the second, the Bittul Torah is more generic. It's saying it's not a flaw that you have, but the idea or the purpose of Yisurin is to draw a person into learning. A person's supposed to learn more. He should try to learn more. So it's generic. It's not a particular flaw. It's generic that a person has to reattach himself to Torah. But what's the idea, according to Rashi, of Yisurin Shel Ava? So he maintains that there's a situation where man is given an opportunity to break down his attachment to, in the most basic way, his attachment to his lusts and to his drives, his instinctual drives that are the source of Avera. And how does that prepare man for Olam Haba, according to Rashi? So according to Rashi, Olam Haba is really a state, everyone holds this, Olam Haba is a state of the soul. It's a state where man is disconnected from his body, from his physical. So Yisurin Shel Ava is a means of man devaluing his lusts and devaluing the physical in order to achieve a higher level of existence that prepares him from Olam Haba, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, the idea of Neshika was that there was a natural transition of his soul into the next world because he was not attached to his body in any way. He was not attached to his lusts, his drives, his ego. All those things were broken down. So according to Rashi, the idea of Yisurin Shel Ava is that man should undergo the suffering and the pain to break or devalue his attachment to his drives, to his instinctual drives. And by doing so, he'll be on a higher plane of existence and prepare himself for Olam Haba. So that's Rashi's. So Rashi really holds Yisurin Shel Ava as a different category. But according to the Ramban's saying, so that's the difference. Rashi's saying that Yisurin Shel Ava is a different idea of Yisurin. The other Yisurin are meant to work on a flaw. But according to Rashi, Yisurin Shel Ava is meant for a person to break down his attachment to his body, to his drives, in the most basic way. But according to the Ramban's going to say that there's different degrees of flaws. And there are more obvious flaws, there's more generic flaws, and then there's more underlying flaws. So according to the Ramban, what's the idea of Yisurin Shel Ava? It's that when a person experiences pain and suffering, so a lot of times a person can allow his inner thoughts and his true unconscious to come out and to be present in a conscious way. And by doing so, he can analyze even the deepest thoughts of his mind. So according to the Ramban, the purpose of Yisurin Shel Ava is not to break down man's overall attachment to his lusts, but it's really in order to do an analysis, in order to get to the underlying thoughts of man. So a person sometimes has to go through pain and suffering in order to do that. And in fact, if you go back to the stories that we said at the beginning of this year, in the last story, he was in the dark room and he was by himself and he was crying. So what do you see from there? You see that he was in a situation where he was completely alone with his thoughts. And sometimes when a person's completely alone with his thoughts, it allows your unconscious and allows all those underlying emotions and underlying concepts to come to the surface. And once you can do that, then you can achieve a higher level of perfection. So according to the Ramban's saying that Yisurin deal with man's flaws in different levels. There's the obvious ones, not the obvious, but there's the flaws, the particular flaws, then there's the generic, and then there's the underlying, the unconscious flaws. So the Ramban saying that if a person is able to work on himself in that state, so he'll achieve a higher level of perfection because he'll be able to get to those underlying flaws, the source of the shogigs is really an unconscious underlying flaw that a person has. Okay, so that's the one of the main ideas in the shir. So again, the machlokes, what is Yisurin Shel Ava? What is this idea that Hashem, He loves, he's going to afflict? So according to Rashi, he's saying that Hashem's going to give man an opportunity to break his attachment to his body and his lusts in the most basic way. And according to the Ramban, Hashem gives man an opportunity to let his unconscious thoughts come to the surface so that he can perfect himself and understand himself in a deeper level. So that's the machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi. What are Yisurin Shel Ava? But now let's just get to the next point in source number 8, and then we'll explain the stories. So in source number 8, we'll skip source number 7. It's just the idea that, of course, if man doesn't accept it wholeheartedly, meaning if he resists it, then it's not beneficial, like korbanos. Meaning if a person is afflicted and He resists it. He doesn't use the affliction properly. He doesn't use it to break down his attachment to his body. He doesn't use it to let his unconscious mind wander and allow them to come to the surface. So then if that's the case, then it's no benefit. And that's why the Gemara says it's like a korban. It's like an asham. You can't force a person to bring an asham. You have to bring it willingly. Meaning, in order to benefit from Yisurin and Yisurin Shalava, you have to accept it. You have to be able to use the pain and the suffering to benefit yourself. So the last point in source number 8 is an interesting machlokas about Yisurin Shalava. And this will shed light on the original stories and answer the original stories. So the Gemara says, "Pligi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi Rav Acha bar Chanina." So the machlokas between Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi and Rav Acha bar Chanina, "Chad amar elu heim yisurin shel ava." How do we know if something is yisurin shel ava and not regular yisurin, not regular afflictions? "Kol she'ein bahen bitul Torah." Anytime there's no bitul Torah, there's no loss of learning through the affliction. "Shne'amar ashrei gevar asher tiyasrinu kol mitoras chatz lamdeinu." So he says, "Fortunate is the man who is rebuked by Hashem and he learns from the Torah." V'chad amar Elohim Yisurin Shel Ava, and the other one says, no, what are Yisurin Shel Ava? Kol she'ein bahen bitul tefillah. Anytime there's no removal of tefillah, of an opportunity for the person to daven, then it's Yisurin Shel Ava. Shne'amar Baruch Elokim asher lo hiser tefilasi v'chazdi me'iti. So it's blessed Hashem who hasn't removed his tefillah and his kindness from me. So it's machlokes. How do you know if it's Yisurin Shel Ava? Oh, if there's Bittul Torah, then it's not Yisurin Shel Ava. But if there's no Bittul Torah, if you can still learn, then it's Yisurin Shel Ava. And the same thing with Tefillah. The other side says, if you can daven, then it's Yisurin Shel Ava. Then it must be that Hashem is showing you this loving affliction, these loving afflictions. But if not, so then it's not. So the Gemara says, Amar Luhu Rabbi Abba Bered Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. So he argues. He says, Hachi Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Amar of Yochanan, Elu of Elu Yisurin Shel Ava Hein. Nope. Even if there's no Bittul Torah, there's no Bittul Tefillah. Even if there's no Torah or Tefillah, it's still Yisurin Shel Ava. They could be Yisurin Shel Ava. Shnemar Ki Es Asher Yehav Hashem Yochiach. That which Hashem loves, He rebukes. Elamat Hamulomar Mitoras Chatz Lamdenu. So, how do you learn the pasuk that a person learns from the Torah even when he's afflicted? Al Tikrei Tlamdenu Ela Tlamdenu. It shouldn't be that he learns, we learn from the Torah. Davar zeh mitorascha tzlamdenu. This is what we learn from the Torah. Kal v'chomer mishen v'ayin. We learn out a kal v'chomer from the case of shen v'ayin by an eved. An eved that loses a tooth, if his master hits him and causes him to lose a tooth or an eye, he goes free. Ma shen v'ayin shen echad me'evari shel adam eved yotze behen l'cheres. An eved goes free. Yesurin, affliction, shememarkin kol gufo shel adam. So they purge all of man's body, al chas kama v'kama. So even more so, v'hainu d'Rav Shimon ben Lakish, d'amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, nemar bris b'melech, v'nemar bris b'yisurin. There's a covenant by salt and a covenant by afflictions. Nemar bris b'melech d'siv lo sashbis melech bris, v'nemar bris b'yisurin d'siv eila d'ver bris. Ma bris amar b'melech, melech m'masekes is a basar. So the salt sweetens the meat. Af bris amar b'yisurin, so too, the bris, the covenant, by Yisurin, Yisurin memarkin kol avanosav shel adam. They purge all of man's sins. That's what Yisurin do. Okay, so the Gemara has a machlokas here, a three-way machlokas. Well, how do you know if it's Yisurin shel ava? One side holds if there's no bittul Torah. The other side holds if there's no bittul tefillah. And the last side holds, no, it could be both. There could be nothing. And it still could be Yisurin shel ava, even if you have no opportunity to learn and no opportunity to daven because of the level of pain that you're going through and the suffering. So what exactly is a machlokas here? And in explaining this, machlokes, maybe we can go back to the Gemara and the stories originally and try to understand what the purpose of the stories were, the original stories. So then the Gemara is saying as follows. What's a machlokes? A machlokes is, are Yisurin Shel Ava, are they different qualitatively than regular Yisurin? Meaning, is there an Ava, is there a kindness, is there a level of kindness in the Yisurin that don't exist in normal Yisurin? So what is that kindness? So that's the machlokas. Is it that man, what's the idea of Bittul Torah? So one side saying that in Yisurin Shel Ava, man has opportunity to engage his mind and his thoughts in Torah in order to utilize that, in order to deal or cope with the pain and the suffering. So sometimes a person, when they're learning and when they're involved in ideas and thoughts, so it could help them distract them, it could help them escape, and it could give them an opportunity to take those, that pain and suffering, and sublimate it towards that area. And so too by tefillah, the side that holds tefillah also, they're saying that man, when is Yisurin Shalava? It's meaning Yisurin Shalava is where man is given an outlet for his pain and suffering. He could complain to Hashem. He could cry to Hashem. And if those are taken away, so that's not Yisurin Shalava. Why? Because Yisurin Shalava are not meant to completely punish the person. And man is given an opportunity to escape. He's given an outlet in the framework of Yisurin Shalava. That is the idea of Kol She'ein Bahem Bittul Torah, Kol She'ein Bahem Bittul Tefillah, means that the nature of Yisurin Shalava is that it's not like regular Yisurin. It's Yisurin which have an opportunity or give man an opportunity to outlet the pain and the suffering in different areas, either through the area of Torah, engaging his mind, or through the area of Tefillah, being able to call out to Hashem and feeling a sense of hope or that this will end. The last sheet says no. That really Yisurin Shalava could be like any other Yisurin. They're not different. There's nothing in the Yisurin itself that make the Yisurin different. It's just that the Yisurin are stem or come from a different source. They don't come from, according to Rashi, a source of punishment. And according to the Ramban, they come from an idea of trying to perfect man. So the machlokas in the Gemara over here is, do you say that the Yisurin Shalava are a different quality of Yisurin? There's a certain kindness and love demonstrated in the Yisurin themselves, that man is given an outlet for these Yisurin, or do you say no, that really they're like any other Yisurin, however, the source of the Yisurin is different. It's for this person in Yisurin Shalava, it's to perfect him. It's in order that he work on his shkagos, like the Ramban says. So that is the machloka. So now we could go back to the original stories and try to explain what the Gemara is trying to teach us. So I think that if you go back, the Gemara's in all three stories, we have a similar theme. That in all three stories, there are three chazal. One case was Rav Chiya bar Abba, then it was Rav Yochanan, and then it was Rav Elazar. And they're all going through these Yisurin. And it's presumably they were on a pretty high level. So they keep asking. Rav Yochanan asks, Amar Lei Chaviven Alecha Yisurin. Are these Yisurin beloved by you? Amar Lei Lohein Velo Scharan. So the Marsha explains that there was Bittul Torah, that they couldn't learn. So what's the Gemara trying to teach us? It's trying to teach us that really, it's trying to teach us that these chazal, they couldn't appreciate the afflictions because they didn't have an escape. They didn't have an opportunity for their mind to engage in something other than the afflictions. So the purpose of the stories is to teach us that even the greatest people, even people on the level of chazal, you know, they need, you can need learning, you can need engagement of your mind in order to deal with an affliction, a painful situation. And they say, lo hein velo scharan, meaning, what is lo hein velo scharan? It means that they recognize that because they didn't have an outlet, they didn't have an ability to learn Torah, their minds were completely focused on the suffering, they weren't benefiting from it. They weren't getting any schar. Lo hein velo scharan means that they didn't, why would there be schar? If it's Yisurin Shalava, there's a great schar. The Gemara says that you'll live a long life, you'll be able to learn better. So, but they recognize that because in the Yisurin, they had no escape. There was Bittul Torah, so they had no ability to engage their mind. So because of that, they couldn't accept it, and it wasn't beneficial to them. Lo hein velo scharan. So as a result of that, the Gemara explains in each one of these stories that these chazal, they were removed from their sickness because it was harmful to them. It wasn't beneficial to them. So I think the purpose of this Gemara is to teach us this idea that even the greatest, you know, you hear a lot of stories about people who have really terrible situations. They're, you know, really, you know, poor people, people who are afflicted with sickness. And it seems, in most of these situations, whenever you're told a story, it's they accept it wholeheartedly. But the Gemara is showing you that even the greatest people, if they don't have a way to escape, if they don't have an opportunity to put their mind in a state of happiness, of pleasure, to escape the pain in some way, or if they don't have tefillah, if they don't have, the Gemara says, according to those two shitas, if you don't have tefillah also, it's not Yisurin Shalava. So according to that shita, the Yisurin Shalava gives man an opportunity to outlet his pain. He needs to be able to cry out to Hashem and to say, I'm in pain. And if you don't have that, you can't deal with it. It's not beneficial to you. So the Gemara is teaching us that even the highest level individuals, even these Chachamim, they couldn't deal with the pain or the afflictions. They couldn't accept it because they didn't have an opportunity. They didn't have any escape. According to the Marsha, they didn't have the ability to learn Torah, and their minds were completely engaged and focused on the suffering, and as a result, they weren't able to conquer it. They weren't able to benefit from the suffering. So that's what the Gemara is trying to teach us. So the purpose of this shiur is, in the beginning of several shiurim, is to try to show different stories from the Gemara that are kind of, I would say not unusual stories. Stories that show the real nature of these chazal, and even where it would seemingly not be a perfection, over here they're not criticized for not accepting it, but even where it might be a more of a realistic viewpoint of the chazal. So I'm going to try to take up stories similar to these in the future shiurim, and also use it as a foray into other areas of philosophy. Okay, so that's really the if anybody on the phone line has a story that they've come across in the Gemara that they want me to give shiur on, so then just send it to me or let me know about it. Send it to me via email. So I just wanted to summarize the shiur. So really there's three points in the shiur. One is the stories. So you have this Gemara in Brachos about various chazal that couldn't accept the pain and suffering, the illness that they were going through, and they didn't want to accept it, they didn't accept the reward that came with it, and then they're cured. So we asked the question, what's the purpose of this Gemara, and why couldn't they accept it? So the Marsha explains that there was Bittul Torah, they couldn't learn. So we wanted to explain that in more detail, what exactly is the problem with not learning. So then we went on and explained that the Gemara describes Yisurin in different ways, and how a person should react. But Yisurin Shel Ava is a different idea. And there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban on what Yisurin Shel Ava are. According to Rashi, Yisurin Shel Ava is when man is afflicted in order that he break down his attachment to his body and his lusts. And it's not really a punishment at all. It's not to perfect or not to work on a flaw. It's really to elevate a person, like similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, to get to a level of a malach, to get to a level of just a soul where your connection to your body is limited, and you're really more connected to the non-physical. And according to the Ramban, no, the Ramban says it's not justice. And he says, therefore, what is Yisurin Shel Ava? He says Yisurin Shel Ava is man given an opportunity to work on his unconscious, that God will even give a person Yisurin to work on his accidental flaws, to work on flaws that aren't so obvious. And the pain is meant to put a person in a state where he can allow his unconscious to come to the surface and analyze it. Then finally, the last point was this idea of Bittul Torah and Bittul Tefillah, the machlokes. And we said that there's a machlokes, whether Yisurin Shel Ava have a different quality to them. There's a kindness in the Yisurin, that man is given opportunities to outlet his pain and suffering, either through learning, he can sublimate his energy, or through the idea of Tefillah. And the other Shita says, no, that really Yisurin Shel Ava is no different than any other Yisurin, and it could be as extreme as a case where a person has no outlet, but it comes from a different source, and it's meant for a different purpose. So that is the machlokes. Are Yisurin Shel Ava a different quality of Yisurin? Or no, you say Yisurin Shel Ava are like any other Yisurin, it's just that they come from Avas Hashem. They're really meant for a different purpose, not meant like either the Ramban or Rashi, different reason. But nevertheless, we see from that Gemara, the stories in the beginning of the Shir, why they couldn't accept it. According to the Marsha, they couldn't accept it because they couldn't learn, meaning they had no outlet for their pain and suffering. Man can only benefit from suffering. According to that, according to these stories, it's very difficult for a person to benefit from suffering if he has no outlet, if he can't feel like he can cry out to Hashem, if he can't feel like he can escape in his mind and his thoughts for a little bit, escape from the pain and suffering. Without that, it's very difficult. And you see from the stories in the Gemara that even these chazal couldn't accept their suffering because they had no outlet for their pain. All right. All right. So everyone, have a good Shabbos. Thank you for calling in. And hopefully we'll continue next week.